Let's play a little game. I'm going to play a sound. You get to guess what it is. Ready? Here we go. So what do you think? Helicopter? Snowblower? Nope. That is the sound of an automatic sandbagging machine. The Utah National Guard dragged it up to Box Elder County's fairgrounds this afternoon to help with the flooding situation. We sent our reporter, Mark Juke, over to speak with Utah National Guard Captain Lance Curzon about their mission. Here's the conversation.
Tell me what you're doing and what your mission, what your job is today.
So what we've been asked to do is come up here. County officials reached out to us with the additional flooding and the storms moving in. They just needed additional resources to fill sandbags to help the citizens of the local community and help them at least get a head start on this before things get any worse.
I don't know if any of your group is from this area or whatever, but it's got to be nice to be able to step in and help when you're needed.
Oh, absolutely. It's an honor for us. I mean, this is what we've been called here to do. We're here to serve the community in any way the state needs us. We've sworn to defend it, and that's what we'll continue to do every time we get the opportunity.
What do you know about this sandbagger? I guess it can do a couple of hundred bags an hour in ideal circumstances, right?
Yeah, I don't know the exact specs on it, like the exact numbers, but we've got it humming along now, and we're, you know, every chute can produce about 3 per minute as long as we keep working those augers back and forth.
How long will you be here, do you know?
We don't know yet. Until such time as they decide, I guess, we're not needed anymore, that's decisions for higher-up people. So we're just going to keep on working until the job is done.
And how many people are here? A dozen or so?
Yeah, we've got about 11 or 12 here on site right now.
So Captain Curzon says they'll stay until they're no longer needed, which might be a while based on what we're hearing from Box Elder County leaders and what we're hearing from our KSL meteorologist.